Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. I want teens, millennials, growing families, and others to have a chance to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money in their adult lives. If you want more money smarts, then buy the book on Amazon, listen to the archives of these podcasts, or find me at my website, www.moneysmartsforyou.com. It's Women's History Month, and there's a lot of work yet to be done to get women to the same financial finish line as men. We all hear about how women get 70 cents for every dollar a man in the same positions earn, and then we hear about how in most states in our country, women pay sales tax on products like tampons and sanitary pads that are necessary for maintaining healthy hygiene during their menstrual periods. And yet, no tax is charged on similar pads that address urinary incontinence. I know, not exactly how you thought I was going to start out today. But I do want to mention that there are other areas, insurance, and a lot of other areas where women are basically charged more than men. And these are issues that we need to do something about. The real question is, are these issues related to ages-old discrimination against women, or are these really about math problems and who is writing the laws and the budgets in this country? Many women do not feel confident in their math skills, and as a result, do not speak up or question financial information that's presented to them by our government, our employers, and in many cases, by our partners. We have to change that now. Five things girls need to know about math and money is the topic of today's Money Smarts for You show. Here are the things that girls need to know about money. One, investments do not discriminate. Money does not discriminate. Whether you're a male or female investor, an investment in a given stock or a given managed fund will return the same for a woman or for a man as long as both have purchased the investment at the same price and held it for the same period of time. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, and other investments do not know what sex you are when you invest your money. Girls should start saving money for their retirement as soon as they can. Does your daughter babysit? Set up an IRA for her and put the money aside in a good quality mutual fund, and she will thank you when she is older. Women live longer than men by at least 5 to 10 years, depending on their lifestyle and health. So women need to have more money than men when they retire. 3. Girls can learn to be entrepreneurial, and you can teach them. Most girls babysit or tutor to make money. They can figure out what the market rate is and charge accordingly. Give your daughter a chance to experience setting up her own business by helping her with a pop-up business of her own. Consider helping your daughter set up her own cookie baking business one Christmas or Valentine's Day or Easter or Mother's Day. Yes, I know this will be a lot of work. Your kitchen will be hot, but there is a purpose for this exercise. Show her how to create a budget for baking the cookies. Include everything from the flour, sugar, salt, chocolate chips, electricity, time, advertising, packaging, and more. Brainstorm with her so she can learn how to apply the same exercise to another business later in life or just for managing her own personal money. Now, help her figure out how many cookies she can make and how much time it takes. Then, help her figure out how much she needs to charge per half dozen or dozen cookies in order to make a profit. If she's trying to make money to buy her prom dress, she'll have a goal. If not, help her figure out what her goal should be based on the time invested in the project. If cooking is not her interest, then consider what else she likes to do. Walk dogs, wash cars, make jewelry. It all involves self-motivation, promotion, time management, and math skills. 4, girls need to know the difference between needs and wants. I cannot emphasize this stronger than anything else. A lot of people refer to this study called the marshmallow study, where they put a marshmallow in front of three children who were little, and the child that could wait the longest to eat the marshmallow was the one that later on in life was more successful. Some people would call this delayed gratification, but really the issue is know what you need and know what you want, and wanting and needing are often two different things. What you need is something to eat, a place to sleep, clothes on your back, electricity, what you want may be a Rolls Royce or a Porsche convertible or something like that. And girls need to know the difference between these so that they can learn to save money. Madison Avenue and the advertising community want you to want everything they put in front of you. Fashion magazines aimed at women and girls can set them up to be consumers addicted to the latest trends, but that habit will later lead to poor or no savings habits and a great closet full of clothes and shoes, but a retirement plan empty and wanting. Instead, teach your daughter the concept of investment dressing, an old-fashioned concept, one that really pays off in the end. Putting together basic jeans, pants, tops, skirts, dresses, and learning how to accessorize with scarves, bags, shoes, and other staples can lead your daughter to look like a model and a trendsetter without breaking the bank. You need to help her learn to differentiate between what she wants and what she needs, and also to help her learn to delay gratification for later. That's really important. Number five, girls need to know how to save, whether it is the IRA you first set up for her or just a simple save a third, spend a third, give a third concept. Your daughter needs to learn how to save. And the reason for this is because later on in life, she's going to need to save. As I mentioned before, she's going to need that retirement money. When she gets her first job and she has to choose, does she participate in the stock purchase plan or the 401k or the 403b, she needs to be able to say yes to all of those things and still cover her basic needs. You need to be the person who teaches her how to do that. So every time she gets any money for, say, a birthday or Christmas or that she earns from babysitting, if you don't put it in an IRA, then you certainly need to consider putting a third of it in a piggy bank or a savings account if there's enough money there. Allow her to spend a third and teach her to give. Teach her the concept of giving to charities, to others, to being generous, to being empathetic, and basically learning to be part of her community through giving. If you want to know how you're going to start out teaching your daughter about math and numbers, these are some ideas that have been proven to be tried and true and really, really work. Okay, if you want to start with your toddler, what you need to do is start teaching them to count, okay? And one of the things to do is counting and recognizing numbers. We all have the opportunity to make our own flashcards with index cards and a Sharpie pen, or you can actually go out and buy them. Many people have trouble with math because it is generally an intangible concept that their brains cannot visualize or understand in a physical way. I'll be honest with you, understanding a billion and imagining how many billion pennies that would be or billion dollars that would be is, I think, difficult for all of us, but we know it is a huge number, and we know a trillion is even more than a billion. And then when you come down from a billion to a million, you can start realizing how much it is, and of course, you can always count the zeros. Okay. Now, because it's difficult to visualize, one of the things you need to do is start as soon as you can teaching your child how to visualize not only the numerical representation in the number, but also how many in a group, okay? So the more we use electronic payment methods, the more difficult making this essential connection is going to be. So start early with flashcards that have numbers on them and at the same time show one item, two items, three items, etc. And then get out things in your home. If you have bowls, how many bowls do you have? Well, start with counting. One bowl, two bowls, three bowls, etc. Or three pennies, or three books, or three stuffed animals. Begin with one and go up to 10. Once your child masters these first 10 numbers, then keep counting. Okay. Two, cutting up food in fractions. You can teach your child fractions every time you cut up an apple for them to eat. Start with one apple, cut it in half while your child is watching. Show your child that you now have two halves of the apple. Then cut each half in half while your child is watching. Show and tell them that now you have four quarters of the apple, that you have cut each half into two parts, resulting in a total of four parts. If you have the dexterity to cut each of the quarters in half, resulting in eight pieces of apple or eight eighths, do so. Again, be careful when you're handling a knife. Be careful when you have knives around children. Put the apple back together so your child can see the whole apple, and then take it apart so they can see each eighth of the apple you cut up. Each time you cut up an apple, a pie, a cake, brownies, even a cookie, go through this simple method of showing your child about fractions. If you want to advance to the decimal system, then probably you will need a pan of brownies or lasagna, and you will have to do your best to make sure each piece is approximately the same size so you can show what 1/10 looks like, 2/10, etc., until you have the whole pan of brownies for your child to see together, which would be optimally 10/10 or a whole. 3, cooking in fractions. Cooking is one of the best ways to teach your child about fractions and their relationship. I know we just cut up apples and pies and cakes and cookies, but now we're going to go to the next step. I made oatmeal cookies with my mother when I was small, and my job was to measure the dry ingredients. I learned to identify the 1 cup, half cup, third cup, and quarter cup measuring cups. I also could see how they fit inside each other and how one was bigger than the other. And we would often do experiments where instead of doing a half a cup measure, we do 2 quarter cups so that I could see that it was basically equivalent. I also learned about liquid measuring from measuring milk when making biscuits or measuring water and lemon juice when making homemade lemonade. Find a way to show that the volume of 2 cups of flour is bigger than 1 cup of flour, or, as I mentioned before, 2 quarter measuring cups equals 1/2 cup. And you can do this very simply just with the measuring cups and dry or liquid materials. You can use a quarter cup measure 2 times to reach a half cup measure, and this can teach your child about math and fractions. Use every moment as a teaching opportunity. 4, sewing and measuring. I learned to sew when I was 12, and learning to read a measuring tape has helped me all my life. What your daughter learns from sewing, she can employ in construction, architecture, design, money management, and other fields. Measuring a pattern and adding up those measurements requires the ability to convert fractions from eighths to quarters to halves and then into whole inches. Learning to add those fractions in her head will help your child when they have other projects later in life. 5, the decimal system and counting money. As your child ages, they will need to learn how to count way beyond 1 through 10. You want your child to be able to do math in their head so they can make sure they're getting the right change back when they purchase something, get the correct discount when they use a store coupon, or to get the correct amount of pay when they get a 5% raise after their first year on the job, assuming they've done a good one and that's an opportunity available to them. Start with 100 pennies and begin counting. After your child can count all 100 pennies, then start with the concept of 1% by taking 1 penny out of the group, then 2% with 2 pennies, and keep going until you get to 100% with all pennies accounted for in the group of 100 pennies. You can even extrapolate to 1/10 by grouping the pennies in 10 groups of 10 pennies and then work through 2/10 or 1/5 or 20 pennies out of 100. These are all my tips today for girls with math and money, and this is a really important concept if you have a daughter. So do what you can to help her so that later on in life, instead of getting 70 cents for every dollar, or 70% of every dollar a man, she'll get a chance to get 100% and get equal pay for equal work. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Please email me your questions and thoughts to Barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com, and we'll cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at moneysmartsforyou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.